堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。今天咨询顾问 Tate 女士要再次和 Direct Computers 公司的 Stanton 先生会面。Stanton 先生要说明储运中心的四个运作步骤。首先，顾客订货，用英文说是 place an order。Place is spelled P-L-A-C-E。Place an order 也可以解释为下订单。接着他们就得装配顾客订购的电脑，装配的英文是 assemble， A-S-S-E-M-B-L-E assemble。 装配完毕的电脑随即入库待运，用英文表达是 be placed in inventory。 inventory 的意思是库存，它的拼法是 I-N-V-E-N T-O-R-Y inventory。 接着当然是取出电脑， The computer is taken out of inventory， 运送给顾客。好，我们马上去参加他俩的会谈，请边听边想这个问题，电脑是在哪儿装配的？
What exactly happens at your hubs?
First, a customer places an orderSecond, the computer is assembled.
The hub is doing the assembly?
That's right. Third, the computer is placed in inventory.
It's not in inventory very long, is it?
No, just until it gets on a truck.
So, fourth, the computer is taken out of inventory and sent to the customer.
All within 5 days. We work fast.
Tate 女士立即把讨论引向主题，他要 Stanton 先生谈谈储运中心的运作步骤。我们再听一次他俩的一问一答。
What exactly happens at your hubs?
First, a customer places an order. Second, the computer is assembled.
Stanton 先生把电脑的订购储运过程总结成四步，并且用了序数词 first, second, third, fourth.使得它的说明更加简单明了。当然根据需要你还可以用 fifth, sixth, seventh 等等，而最常用当然是 first, second, third。 我们再听一遍 Stanton 先生说的四步。
What exactly happens at your hubs?
First, a customer places an order.
第一步是顾客订货。
Second, the computer is assembled.
第二步是装配电脑。
Third, the computer is placed in inventory.
第三步是电脑入库待运。
So, fourth, the computer is taken out of inventory and sent to the customer.
第四步是取出电脑运给顾客。现在，让我们一起来练习用这些序数词，请回答问题。在你的答复里正确的使用序数词，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
What happens first? A customer places an order or the computer is assembled.
1st, a customer places an order.
What happens second?The computer is placed in inventory, or the computer is assembled.
Second, the computer is assembled.
What happens third? The computer is placed in inventory, or The computer is taken out of inventory and sent to the customer.
Third, the computer is placed in inventory.
What happens fourth? The computer is taken out of inventory and sent to the customer, or the computer is assembled.
Fourth, the computer is taken out of inventory and sent to the customer.
他俩刚才特别谈到电脑装配的问题，我们再听一次，特别注意装配这个词的英文。
First, a customer places an order. Second, the computer is assembled.
The hub is doing the assembly?
That's right.
Stanton 先生说 ,the computer is assembled. 他用了 assemble 这个动词的过去分词 ,assembled, 因为是被动语态。Tate 女士问 ,the hub is doing the assembly? 这句话里有名词装配 ,assembly。A-S-S-E-M-B-L-Y assembly 后缀 Y 使动词 assemble 变成名词我们再听听 Stanton 先生说完运作步骤以后又自豪地指出什么
All within 5 days We work fast
他说这一切步骤都在5天以内完成他们办事利索好，我们再听一遍这段对话，请边听边寻找这个问题的答案。
Where are the computers assembled?
What exactly happens at your hubs?
First, a customer places an order. Second, the computer is assembled.
The hub is doing the assembly?
That's right. Third, the computer is placed in inventory.
It's not in inventory very long, is it?
No, just until it gets on a truck.
So, fourth, the computer is taken out of inventory and sent to the customer.
All within 5 days. We work fast.
现在请你回答下面的问题。答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
Where are the computers assembled?
At the hubs.
Stanton 先生和 Tate 女士接着要谈库存问题。Stanton 先生说，他们希望尽可能的压低库存量，用英文说，最少或者最低限度的，就是 at a minimum。Minimum is spelled M-I-N-I-M-U-M, minimum。有些公司在库存量大的情况下，仍然能够有效的运作，但是库存量大不适合于高科技工业。高科技工业的英文是 high-tech industry. High-tech is spelled H-I-G-H hyphen T-E-C-H. 好，我们继续听他俩的交谈，请边听边想这个问题：库存量大的好处是什么？
So inventory is kept at the hub.
Yes, although we want to keep inventory at a minimum.
But if you have a large inventory of computers, you have more control.
More control and more expense.
Many companies operate efficiently with large inventories.
I'll bet they aren't in a high-tech industry.
Do you mean that high-tech industries like computers change too quickly?
Exactly. I don't want an inventory of last year's products.
他俩从存货地点和数量谈起，我们再听一次。
So inventory is kept at the hub.
Yes, although we want to keep inventory at a minimum.
存货就放在储运中心，但是数量很少。我们接着听 Tate 女士和 Stanton 先生对库存量大有什么不同的看法。
But if you have a large inventory of computers, you have more control.
More control and more expense.
Tate 女士强调，要是存有大量的电脑，就能更好地掌握业务运作。然而 Stanley 先生认为，这样的运作确实更有把握，开支却也随之增加。他这样说。
More control and more expense.
这是省略句，它表示因果关系，意思是 If there's more control, there'll be more expense. 我们再听几组类似的例子，每组话的意思都一样，都表示因果关系。
If you have more customers, you'll have more orders.
More customers, more orders.
If you have more deliveries, you'll have more distribution costs.
More deliveries, more distribution costs.
If you have more hubs, you'll have more contact with customers.
More hubs, more contact with customers.
我们回到他俩刚才的讨论中来。Stanley 先生认为库存量大，开支也随之增加，这并不有利于业务运作。我们再听听 Tate 女士的想法以及 Stanley 先生的看法。这里有个生词 efficiently， 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 它的意思是有效的，高效率的。
Many companies operate efficiently with large inventories.
I'll bet they aren't in a high-tech industry.
Tate 女士说，许多公司确实由于库存量大而运作效率高。然而 Stanley 先生却有不同的看法。他说，这些公司一定不属于高科技工业，而且他觉得自己的判断很可能是准确的，所以他用了 I bet 来引出这个看法。Bet 原是打赌的意思，但在这儿它不是在打赌，而相当于中文的我敢保证。例如，要是 Stanley 先生谈到其他高科技公司的话，他可能会这样说
I bet they have the same problems as we have. I bet their distribution costs are skyrocketing too.
我们回到他们的讨论中来， Tate 女士领会 Stanley 先生的意思，并且马上追问他是不是这个意思。我们再听听他俩的一问一答。
Do you mean that high-tech industries like computers change too quickly?
Exactly. I don't want an inventory of last year's products.
Tate 女士领会像电脑之类的高科技工业日新月异，所以库存不能大。Stanley 先生觉得他说的非常正确，并且补充说他可不希望存货里都是些去年的产品。我想各位用电脑的朋友一定深有体会，去年出的电脑如今往往是无人问津的过时货了。好，现在我们要再听一遍这段谈话，请边听边找寻这个问题的答案。
What is an advantage of keeping a large inventory?
So inventory is kept at the hub.
Yes, although we want to keep inventory at a minimum.
But if you have a large inventory of computers, you have more control.
More control and more expense.
Many companies operate efficiently with large inventories.
I'll bet they aren't in a high-tech industry.
Do you mean that high-tech industries like computers change too quickly?
Exactly. I don't want an inventory of last year's products.
现在请大家回答下面的问题。答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
What is an advantage of keeping a large inventory?
More control.
Stanley 先生接着要解释电脑技术日新月异，所以电脑产品几乎是一转眼就过时了。新产品随着技术的发展层出不穷。电脑可不能滞销，因为它一下子就会变成过时的废品。有两个词的意思都是过时的 ，outdated， outdated， outdated， obsolete， obsolete， obsolete, obsolete. 但是 obsolete 有更近层的意思，废弃的，被淘汰的。好，我们一起来听他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，存货不用为什么会被淘汰？
Old inventory won't sell.
Not in this industry. Our inventory never gathers dust.
You're concerned about your products becoming outdated.
That's right. This industry is changing so quickly, it's hard to keep up with it.
The technology is changing, and that leads to new developments.
New products are developed constantly, and computers on the shelves become virtually obsolete.
Customers want the newest and the fastest.
No problem.But meanwhile, our inventory is losing 1% of its value every week.
他俩谈到库存久的东西，我们再听一遍他们怎么说。
Old inventory won't sell.
Not in this industry. Our inventory never gathers dust.
Tate 女士说，老货色卖不出去。Stanley 先生同意他的看法。借口说存货在电脑行业是卖不出去的。他接着补充说 Our inventory never gathers dust. Never gather dust 是从来不积灰尘。积灰尘的是那些待在货架上的存货或者经久不用的东西。换句话说，他们的存货上架以后马上就被取走卖出，从来不搁置。所以 Stanley 先生可能会这样说他的存货。
Last year's computers just sit there gathering dust. Our customers won't buy them.
Tate 女士体会电脑行业的烦恼。我们继续听她俩对这个问题的评论。
You're concerned about your products becoming outdated.
That's right. This industry is changing so quickly, it's hard to keep up with it.
Tate 女士知道她们担心自己的产品过时。Stanley 先生表示同意说电脑业变化快得几乎让人跟不上。我们继续听他俩对电脑技术的飞速发展有什么看法。请特别注意，这儿又好像是一家人的两个词 ,develop and development.
The technology is changing, and that leads to new developments.
New products are developed constantly, and computers on the shelves become virtually obsolete.
Tate 女士说That leads to new developments. 这里有名词 developments. Stanley 先生跟着说 new products are developed. 他的话里有 develop 这个动词的被动语态。有不少动词加上后缀 ment 就成为名词了。例如 develop 和 development. 还有我们以前学到的 invest 和 investment.他俩认为技术的变化导致新发展，新产品层出不穷，而货架上的存货就成为淘汰产品了。他俩接着谈到顾客的需求及其对存货的影响。我们再听一次。
Customers want the newest and the fastest.
No problem. But meanwhile, our inventory is losing 1% of its value every week.
Tate 女士意识到顾客想要最新最快的电脑产品。Stanley 先生认为这没问题，但是却造成他们的存货每过一星期就贬值 1%。其中的道理很简单，因为新电脑不断的改进功能，存货没人要。好，我们再听一遍这段对话，请边听边考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
Why does inventory become obsolete?
Old inventory won't sell.
Not in this industry. Our inventory never gathers dust.
You're concerned about your products becoming outdated.
That's right. This industry is changing so quickly, it's hard to keep up with it.
The technology is changing, and that leads to new developments.
New products are developed constantly, and computers on the shelves become virtually obsolete.
Customers want the newest and the fastest.
No problem.But meanwhile, our inventory is losing 1% of its value every week.
现在请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们的答案。
Why does inventory become obsolete?
New products are developed constantly.
最后，我们要再听一次他俩今天的全部讨论。他们是从储运中心的运作步骤谈起的。
What exactly happens at your hubs?
First, a customer places an order. Second, the computer is assembled.
The hub is doing the assembly?
That's right. Third, the computer is placed in inventory.
It's not in inventory very long, is it?
No, just until it gets on a truck.
So, fourth, the computer is taken out of inventory and sent to the customer.
All within 5 days. We work fast.
So inventory is kept at the hub?
Yes, although we want to keep inventory at a minimum.
But if you have a large inventory of computers, you have more control.
More control and more expense.
Many companies operate efficiently with large inventories.
I'll bet they aren't in a high-tech industry.
Do you mean that high-tech industries like computers change too quickly?
Exactly. I don't want an inventory of last year's products.
Old inventory won't sell.
Not in this industry.Our inventory never gathers dust.
You're concerned about your products becoming outdated.
That's right. This industry is changing so quickly, it's hard to keep up with it.
The technology is changing, and that leads to new developments.
New products are developed constantly, and computers on the shelves become virtually obsolete.
Customers want the newest and the fastest.
No problem. But meanwhile...Our inventory is losing 1% of its value every week.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要谈的话题是怎么样找上级申诉。
I'd like to talk to the manager.
May I help you?
I'd rather talk to the manager.
要是某种产品或者服务不合你的心意，有时候你不得不找上层主管去谈谈你的不满，才能达到满意的效果。其实诸如此类的事儿是日常生活和业务中在所难免的，然而你使用的语言却应当既有理又有力。刚才我们听到那位妇女这样说，
I'd like to talk to the manager.
她想找经理谈谈，看来有问题了。但是请注意，她用 I would like to，他也可以用问句形式 Could I?
Could I talk to the manager?
I'd like to 或者 Could I? 都是有礼貌的形式，但是也明确地表示想跟主管谈，不想跟具体工作人员谈。想找负责人提出抱怨和不满是不足为奇的。我们再听几种表示想找领导论理的说法。
I'd like to talk to the manager.
I'd like to speak to the manager.
I'd like to see the manager.
Could I talk to the manager?
Could I speak to the manager?
Could I see the manager?
可能办事人员听了你的话以后还会这样问。
May I help you?
要是你觉得找上级谈比较好，就可以这样回答。
I'd rather talk to the manager.
你的意思是，我要跟经理谈。你可以用下面几种方式表示同样的意思。
I'd rather talk to the manager.
I'd rather speak to the manager.
I'd rather see the manager.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈。我们要了解 Direct Computers 公司怎么样向供应商订购电脑组件。我是伟伟，节目的主持人。这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，叶广海导播。谢谢收听，我们下次再见。